We need to see Paris.
Let's just get a little Paris cam.
Mm-hmm. Her Y2K fit. Welcome back, guys. It's your girl, Madeline Baez, and you're listening to, or you're watching, Bay with a motherfucking Z podcast. I have this sexy bitch here. Welcome, hey, Noah. Hey! Oh my god! When you came in, did I even hug you? Like,
yes,
I did. I did. Yeah. Welcome.
We have some frenetic energy happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, bitch, I'm not an audio person, so me trying to get the audio together, I'm really trying to record these podcasts in person, because I mean, hello, we need to see this. We need to see it. We need to see Paris.
Let's just get a little Paris cam.
Mm-hmm. Her Y2K. But how are you? What's up?
I almost said I'm good. Some people say I'm well.
Uh-huh.
I'm neither.
I'm not great.
No, I'm doing good. I've been pretty sick. I had the Fashion Week, Bushwick, Brooklyn virus that's going around.
Oh my god, that sounds...
But I'm on my prednisone and mm-hmm. feeling a lot better. And I'm so excited we're doing this. I'm
bad bitch.
I'm honored.
Thank you for coming, please. Oh my god, I've been wanting just amazing creators and artists on here. So I'm just glad you're fucking here, and I love your fit.
Thank
it's
you.
Giving everything, literally.
It's my like little fairy.
They said how when they were on their way over here, what happened? Someone catcalled you?
Oh yeah, well I got catcalled once or twice across the street.
I mean, as you should.
And then like I turn and they're like, oh. And it's like, I literally shaved, so.
Yeah.
5 o'clock shadow, whatever.
Fuck it. No, I love it. I love it. How's the music going? I was actually, like, blasting your shit before you came in here. I love One. Like, I think that's such a bad bitch song, and I just kept playing it over and over and over, and I do love Dance as well. Both of them. But, like, I your music is just so... I remember asking you, and we'll talk about how we both met, but I remember when I met them, it was like, and you told me about the show that you were having in LA. I was like, oh, what kind of music is it? And you were like, just come, and you'll see. And I went, and it was just, I was literally crying. I was tearing up. It was, you know, music is art, but that was...
I'm so glad you got to come to that.
Yeah, no, me too. And it was just so different. It was like experimental with the mix of like, you just have to come and see it, like they would say. So, it was just beautiful. I loved it. It was so just, I felt like I felt so many emotions at once. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if anyone has told you, like, what is the feedback you get on your shows or the music that people listen to?
I mean, I've been performing since I popped out of my mom. I would always be like, it'd be like after dinner we'd all be on the couch watching TV, and uh-huh. I would like during the commercial I'd be like performing in front of the TV. I was always like vying for people's attention at all the bar bat mitzvahs I went to growing up. I'd always be in the circle at one point, like tearing it up.
I
love making people feel good. I love the catharticness of performing. What was the question?
I asked you, well, no, you were answering it. Yeah. You're answering like what feedback do you get from like people listening to your music or like going to your shows? Like what, because what I just said, yeah. I was like, I felt literally everything, every emotion I could have had.
I want the show to be where you get to know me as an artist. Because I've trained a lot of improv and like
love
I said,
improv.
I'm a theater kid at heart, so it's like to me, I'm making music to be able to do the live show.
Right,
if that makes sense. I'm making music to be able to make these music videos. So, like, I've tried so many different art forms in my life, and now I feel like music is the place where I can kind of mix my soup together and make a full dish for everyone.
I love that. I love that. And you're an amazing singer. Like, you sing so, like, did you take, how did you get that voice? Were you, did you take vocal lessons? Did you, like, just do it on your own? Were you watching YouTube tutorials of, like, vocal coaching?
I had like, a few voice, I probably had, like, 6 voice lessons in my entire life. Never really related to them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just kind of have learned to sing, I guess, through the artists that I listen to. Mm-hmm. And through watching other people sing. I don't think I have the best technique, but...
No, but there definitely is something. Like, I feel like if you were to go with, like... I mean, your voice is so good that I just... I feel like everyone can low-key sing, but if you went to a vocal coach, that's when they would, like, help use your muscles properly. I love how my cat's just watching us.
Hi, cutie.
He's just, like, his paws are crossed, like, okay, keep going. Like I was saying, yeah... I feel like you have such great range, and the fact that you use vocals over those sounds, those beats. Are you creating the beats? Who's creating the beats?
So
what?
Yeah, so I've made all the music pretty much so far. I started this whole kind of adventure when COVID hit, and I've made everything so far just on GarageBand.
Wow.
So
what
I want people to know that, everyone's making music these days, but it's more accessible than ever. You know, if you're able to have a Mac or a computer, there's free software, and it's like people, especially in the industry, will almost try to shade you, like, oh, you don't use Ableton, blah blah blah. And it's like, girl, it's the same beep boop beeps you're
using. It's
about how you do it. Do you have a POV in what you're trying to create?
Mm-hmm.
I started DJing in college.
Mm-hmm.
I had like a radio show for a little bit, and then over COVID, I started doing like a Zoom rave with my best friend Joey.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember you guys telling me that.
Yeah,
yes.
We called it Dance Dance Corona Lution at first. And then we were like, oh, it's kind of problematic. Let's just change it to Revolution. So
I fucking love that.
But yeah, I feel like I really love all types of music. I love how there's certain sounds in a production or of a record that you like become obsessed with.
Right, like, yes. Like, who are your top?
Who are my tops? Okay. Gaga.
Mm, yes.
Bjork.
Love Army of Me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yo. I'm sorry.
I love Madonna.
Icon.
I really love Kimbra. She was on Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh, okay.
But she kind of had that and then has had her whole career. I actually saw her the other day.
Wow.
Florence and the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
My dad raised me on the Beatles. Love them, I hate them.
Yeah, no, I like the Beatles.
They have a great understanding of pop song structure. I love Beyonce. I love Kalayla. I love Solange. Azalea.
She's so...
I just love people that have a little bit of a wow to them. Mm-hmm. Whatever that wow is, something that pulls me in. And I think we're so lucky to be living in this time because it's like, it's oversaturated with so many artists, but it's like, it's amazing. And so many people are getting to make music that, you know, in the 60s, whatever, like you would have had to have a label and like, find up the white man's ladder to even get on the radio. But now the people are literally shaping music. Like, look at TikTok. It's like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we mentioned Pink Panthers earlier, that her music blew up on TikTok, and it was it's super catchy. It's something not everyone listens to either. It's like, I know the whole drum and bass scene with in the UK, and her just bringing that over to the US with Ice Spice was like, what? New York, UK mixed together with, it sounds like K-pop. Like, it was just, it's beautiful. Do you hear my cats?
Yeah, that's the exciting thing about people like Pink Panthers and Ice Spice. It's like, they're very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
There's not this, as I take off my glasses.
Yeah.
act over. it's just like, we're all on TikTok, we're all in our rooms, we're all depressed, we're all struggling, we're all happy. Like, whatever you're going through, we want to be able to relate to the people we're giving our energy to.
Right.
It's friends, whether it's the musicians you listen to. And I'm so excited for like the current music moment that's happening, and like I'm just thankful that like we're not living in the Chainsmokers era. No shade. But it's like when I remember when like that was like the biggest hits on the radio, and I was like in high school. I was like, what happened? I'm like, we grew up in 2009 with
all the Cobra Starship, 303, LMFAO, Kesha,
like, Kesha, Gaga, Nicki,
Rihanna,
Beyonce, Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were there in 2009, you were there for the right moment.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I think we're getting back to like, because people are doing them. Like, people are letting themselves be iconic in their own way. Oh my god, I literally just saw that movie by itself. I was like, ghost.
The ghost of Bushwick.
I've been watching so much horror.
I love horror movies.
I've been watching so much horror.
Hua.
See, my dad is from New York. He was born in Queens.
What part? What? Queens? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he moved to Maryland in his teens, but he still says so much with a New York accent.
Uh-huh.
And as a result of that, there's just some words that, like, I grew up saying a certain way, and, like, you get to college and you realize you're saying something super, like, you know, I thought it was lozenge.
What?
Like a lozenge, like for your throat.
Oh, because like,
my dad says it's a lozenge. Lozenge.
Wow. But, oh, my take-o.
Yeah. New York. You're from here, right? You're
born here? No, God, I was not born here. I have family here, but I'm an army brat.
You lived a lot.
I was born in Texas. I lived in Germany. I lived in New Jersey, and I live here. So, hi, Tiki. But my family's from here. They came here like in the 1930s, and some of them actually stood instead of, you know, my cousin. I have a couple cousins that are still here.
I don't think
I've ever brought them. You'll meet them soon, I'm sure. But yeah, no, I don't want to say I'm from Texas because I lived there for like 2 seconds. Like, I don't really remember.
Yeah. If you don't want to claim it, you don't have to.
I don't know where I'm from. I just say like I could say I'm a Jersey girl. It's just when you're, I feel like most.
That's definitely a very specific like experience to grow up going through.
Right. I lived in all these different environments and just all these different people and these different languages. And when someone says, oh, where are you from? I'm like, I had like a whole identity crisis growing up. So I have no idea. I just know I'm Puerto Rican and that I was born here, you know? I'm happy. I'm so happy this fucking thing is working.
Yeah. Let's pray.
Please, God, work. But going back to what we were saying about your music, so are you allowed to say, like, what are you shooting Saturday?
Oh, yeah. So Saturday I'm shooting the music video for my third song, Upload.
Okay. Wait, did I hear that? Yes, I did.
I think you heard it. Yeah. And that was definitely more of a demo version. Which has actually been a cool thing about performing so early in all the music stuff, because I'm kind of test writing the songs per se, and like I'll do something live and I'll be like, oh, I actually want that little riff or whatever to be in the actual song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this song is, I don't know, I think about the songs in colors. Dance is green, one is red, and this is a yellow song with a little bit of violet.
What? Whoa, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very visual person. I love details, so I definitely like the songs kind of start as a feeling. Also, actually, all the songs I've written so far, they come out of me, and then I'll record it on my voice memos. Like, I won't be like, I can't really like sit down and like work on a song unless it's like coming up with a beat. Like, I can do that instrumentally, but, like, a melody, vocal, or, like, a concept of a song, it kind of has to, like, bubble out of me, like a burp, like a burp, or, like, a little fart.
Oh my God.
But that's been kind of the cool thing, because, like, during COVID, when I had all this time, and I was just realizing I had all these voice memos, you know, drunk recording in college, walking home at night or whatever.
God. Can we actually hear one? Because I might even have...
Oh, my God.
We could... You should I go first or you go first? You can go first.
Like an old one you want to find?
Any it could be recent, it could be old. I remember doing one a couple weeks ago when I was drunk with my cousins at Bossa Nova. Was it Bossa Nova? No, it was Cafe Azul. Can't fucking think of it. We're not sponsored, so I'm not going to
say. Do I just play it into the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me. Because they're all like such weird names. They're mostly all the streets.
The streets of the
Which is kind of cool.
Wait, let me. No, you go first. I want to see what. And then explain why.
Well, maybe I'll do like an. I'll do one of upload. Like a demo. Yes.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
So, see, the first. The first upload thing is August 19th, 2021. And now it's 2023. So they take some time.
Yeah.
They're like little babies.
You have like, you just had two out right now.
Yeah. And I have more that I perform during the shows, mm-hmm. which is fun to do the shows because otherwise people look me up online and it's like, okay, you have two songs. Like, girl, what? But I'm not rushing it. I'm not.
No, go
I have my whole
things.
Life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's so much pressure in this TikTok generation to like, get famous or like successful while you're young, and it's like,
and they don't know
you don't
the
want
shit
that
goes behind.
Yeah.
Like for example, today, like I to put things together like this, like takes like a fucking team, and here I am sweating balls putting the audio
yeah.
shit together.
And like, I think a lot of people will like have self doubt about mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm this age and something. I mean, Betty White or whatever. I know people always use her as an example, but she was like really old.
Oh.
Before she got discovered, it's like...
Oh, what?
If you're,
how old was she?
I think she was in her 50s, maybe 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Jeez. It's just like, if you love something enough, you just got to stick with it. So the days where it's like, what am I doing? I'm just like, okay, life is short. Who knows with today what's going to happen? So
right.
if there's something you want to do just to pursue it.
Oh, absolutely.
Should I play the
Yeah,
upload?
No, play it.
So yeah, it's called Upload Your Mind and Scrolling is the first voice memo.
This is, yeah, go ahead. I'm
and I don't even know. I'm going to crack. Like, am I doing that?
Yo, you got to hear mine next. I can't.
Okay, that's kind of still in there.
Is that the train? I love
yeah.
it. I want to get into producing music like on the side, like as a fun thing for now. Cause I grew up on like I grew up in Germany a little bit as a kid, and that's like dance music, very dance, very techno,
very
electronic,
euphoric. Mm-hmm. Euphoric. But that's literally, that's the sound that's coming back right now. Cascada vibes.
Yep.
Like, because we don't want to feel. We want to escape. Like, mm-hmm. music is truly one of the most strong escapisms. So
oh,
you
yeah.
definitely need to open up GarageBand and start fucking around.
Oh, for sure.
Are we allowed to curse on here?
This, yeah, you can fucking fuck. Fuck, shit, bitch, fuck. You can curse all you want.
Love it.
All right. Okay. This one's called Alani Oon. I don't know why.
Okay. What's the date?
The date is February 5th, 2023.
Okay, so very new.
I was under. I'll explain where I got this Uh-oh. From. But
okay.
Let's do it. I was really drunk, but we'll see. Under the so
but like literally like that is a song.
Yeah.
Like you it's a song is just like I love comparing it to a visual art form because it really is. It's just with like sonic waves.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I got
like,
it.
You could build a whole song out of that.
I got it from under the train. I was drunk as shit and the train was like making that sound. It was like and I was like, whoa, and I was like trying to record like the train going. And I couldn't catch it on time because I'm here holding my cousin's fucking hair while she's throwing up. And then I'm like, and then I just did it with my mouth. I was like, that's what it sounds like. I can't lose that. So I like, yeah, I just want to try to like see what that beat, what I can make through GarageBand, Ableton, whatever fucking program I decide to use. I think that's the only one I have. Or maybe I'm lying. But yeah, I just, with vocals, I like to be like really light with vocals. Mm-hmm. But with you, you like, I love the fact that you sing and like.
Yeah, I sing out.
I love it. I love it.
I feel like I need to, not need to, but I want to learn the intricacies of my voice more and learn how to use it better and like not be such a voice lesson reject. Because I grew up doing musical theater, and they kind of just want to make everyone sound the same way, you know, with the ho.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I also loved pop music growing up, because it's about the uniqueness in the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And like whatever little weird flair you have, that's what makes you you. So I think, yeah, I don't know. There's just so many cool vocalists. Why not find your own sound?
I never even thought about pop music in that light. I always figured like, oh, pop music is so like radio, or it's so like, it's so easy to get on the radio when you have like, when you
but
know.
Also, like, it has changed, like, in the Spotify, Tumblr era, mm-hmm. like how people,
no, for sure.
You know how people sing in cursive now?
What?
Like the Halsey voice.
Oh my god.
Like, I'm not saying that's good, but.
Hey, I feel sitting up there.
But for example, back to Ice Spice, it's like people are already copying her flow. Like,
yeah.
So it's just like, you do you and people will flock.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
You just have to like trust your gut with that.
It's like not even like focusing on like, oh my God, I have to be a trendsetter. Oh my God, I have. It's like, let me be me. And if people fuck with it and pick it up, then.
Yeah, because otherwise it's not sustainable. You can't like. I've been like feeling like about that in life in general. It's just like, if you try to. I'll use the term code switch, because it's like, you know, to survive in this world, sometimes you have to tweak how you act in certain places.
Yeah.
Or like, and I'm just like, I'm done. I'm done doing that. I'm done deluding myself to feel comfortable, to make other people feel comfortable. So yeah, the more you can do that and still be a kind and genuine person, it's like, you're set.
Fuck yeah. I love that. Oh my God. So insightful.
Oh. Maybe it's the edible.
Right now. Oh my God! Did you take? You took
just a little.
I have. Do you want to pop a bottle since it was my birthday?
Sure.
Okay. I have. I think rosé. I think Liam brought rosé from set.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me grab it.
Mhm. Put on Paris. No, it's probably not flat enough.
Sorry, we'll just hold it. But I was saying, when I start making my music, eventually, and I want like those light vocals, like I'll write like some lyrics, and I definitely want, would love to have you.
Oh my God, I'd
like,
be honored.
Like, I think that'd be so cool. I do like a lot of gonna be like dance music for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
or like dark club.
Did you grow up doing any type of music?
Because
like I grew up not necessarily ever playing an instrument, but I grew up as like a chorus kid.
Uh huh.
So like, I was actually talking with my mixer and masterer that I work with, and they come from like, you know, a more jamming band, like traditional like stuff, and I kind of, when I'm writing, do it from like a choral arrangement, so it's mm-hmm. interesting to see that the different things that, and like I don't know any music theory. I can't.
We're almost there.
It's not gonna like, if you're holding it, it's not gonna explode. You know.
Ow! Yo, this shit is fucking sucked on there.
Okay, I'm glad, because like I was like, I'm about to look so weak.
Ah! Finally.
Wow, it's so gorgeous and smoky.
Hey guys, beautiful.
Oh my God, thank you, beautiful. Not my horse cough. Okay, love you.
Love you.
Cheers.
Cheers. This is good shit.
It's very, like, it's dangerous good.
Yeah.
Harris, you want to sit?
Your fits in your videos, or even, like, us hanging out, like, are always so different and so just... like, just out there, like, as if you went into a museum and, like, took something off the wall and wore it. Like, where does that come from? Where is this inspo? Like, who, how?
Thank you.
How,
yeah. I love dressing up as a form of, like, rebellion against, you know, society. I love it doing it for myself, because if I'm feeling really shitty and I put on a look, mm-hmm. I'll feel a little better.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it all kind of stemmed from, like, my love of Gaga, honestly, with the fashion, because there was that point in time where she would have, like, 5 outfits in, like, a span of, like, an hour. Like, going to the bodega, coming back to her apartment would be a different outfit. Like, she was just always doing something to provoke.
What was your favorite fit of hers that sticks to your mind? I definitely have one.
I mean, I love, like, all her different eras. Mm-hmm. I think if you're gonna be a pop star, you gotta have your eras, and you have to have a good understanding of what that is, and, like, how it relates to the music.
Right.
But my favorite, like, era was actually, I love her beginning, but, like, Art Pop. Art Pop was the album where, like, the general public stopped really giving a shit about her, and kind of it was just her fans and her.
Yeah.
And she really had a lot of fun with, like, the outfits. And she kind of, like, brought art history into a lot of, like, young queer people's lives that I feel like otherwise wouldn't have known. Like, everything she did was, like, a reference to, like, a painting. Like,
right.
She was just in so many outfits then.
You know her meat dress, what that was in reference to, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and it's so funny that that's, like, her biggest... I mean, it definitely is iconic, but, mm-hmm. you know, people have done stuff like that before.
Yeah, I've just never seen that at the VMAs.
No, so. I mean, that performance, 2009 VMAs, paparazzi.
Oh my god, yes.
That changed the trajectory of many people's lives.
That theatrical moment, it was, like, so real, so raw.
She was so hungry.
Yeah.
For whatever she wanted. Was it fame? What I love about Gaga, and this is the last thing I'll say about her, because I'm not afraid to talk about my inspirations and where I draw
from. Oh no, not at all, please.
But, she raised a generation of queer artists, and we're seeing such a resurgence and a renaissance of queer art right now because of people like her, who, you know, people in their homes in Maryland, the super deep south, like, they had an escape and in real time.
Right.
Which, that's the power of social media and the internet. And now it's gone so out of proportion that it's scary. And that's kind of what the new song Upload is about, is, like, just this feedback loop that we're stuck in, and, like, we can let it wash over us and succumb to it.
Yeah.
But if you break it, you know, there's still earth around us. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. There's just a lot happening in the world, and we know so much as opposed to
people from back in the day. There's just, everything's on the internet, and it can be scary, yeah. But it's also, like, a tool where you just have to use it for good, in a way. You know, anything and everything has good and bad.
And you can, like, use and abuse anything mm-hmm. if it's too much. So you just gotta, like, try to find your own idea of what balance is to you.
Right.
But it's hard, and, like, it's easy to want to numb yourself out from whatever's happening in your life.
Yeah.
Back to inspirations for fashion. Mm-hmm. My sister is a huge one.
Like, what does she do? I know you guys have a big age gap.
Yeah, she's 8 years older, and my brother's 10 years older. So I kind of have to...
So you're the baby.
Yeah, I'm the baby. I had the best of both worlds, because I grew up with 2 siblings, but then they went to college, and I was kind of an only child for, like, 2 secs.
Damn.
So I got to kind of see how lucky I am to have siblings. But my brother is a filmmaker, and my sister studied fashion, so they've both been inspirations growing up.
Both artists.
But Erin, my sister, just, she was always, she just always was different, and, you know, that inspired me. And also, like, you know, obviously I'm non-binary, and I think, like, she shaped so much who I've become.
I love that.
And then my grandma passed away, not a long time ago, but she was a very eclectic woman who kind of lived by her own rules. And, you know, she traveled the world. She was actually a school teacher. But when she passed away, she basically, like, she was a history teacher, so she would travel and then bring back all the things to the classroom. So she had a lot of weird objects. She had all these crazy outfits. And, like, her passing away was so awful, but, like, through her clothing, I feel like I know her because I inherited so much of it. And that's been my grandma chic fashion exploration. Because I was, like, a Hollister Abercrombie urban.
Were you? Were you one of them?
But, like, between Gaga, my sister, and grandma, all these women, you know, they showed me the different characters you can become. And going back to, like, Pokemon and video games, and I grew up watching a lot of anime, Naruto, and Zatch Bell. I'm very inspired by that as in terms of fashion, because just the way things are color-coded or even queer-coded in those things, I realize now how much they inspire me.
That's so cool. I love that answer. Wow. Well, cheers to... Yeah, that was a nice ding. What? So you said you were in theater, musical theater. When did that... Was that in high school, middle school, going into college? Like, did you study in college? Like, what was that timeline like?
So, my dad, probably more so. I really tried every sport growing up. My dad was my soccer coach for a long time. I did a basketball camp. I did fencing once. I did football. I did baseball. Probably like two others. But then one day, when it became only the soccer, and I was gonna see my dad was the coach, we'd had this moment. I was like, Dad, I'm only doing soccer for you. And he's like, well, I'm only coaching for you. So it was like this moment that I'll never forget. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, theater at the local community theater, kids theater, sounds fun. So then luckily they both, my mom and dad, really always supported me from that moment, just to like do classes and dance classes. And basically I was in even younger. So I've been doing theater probably since I was 9.
Oh my god. So you know what? That's also what it is. It's like you were so young and so determined of like, this is what I want to do. Yeah. Like at that age, not a lot of kids have that. They're more like, I want to play outside. I want to go play. They're not thinking about like, I don't know. Like it's something that they're like, oh, we could see this individual doing this as a career. So like, why not give that to them, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
From there I would do community theater, and then I had the opportunity of auditioning for a show that was professional in D.C.
Oh,
so I like
okay.
lived right outside of D.C. So that show was called Falsettos. I don't know if you know it.
I've heard of it, but I don't know like.
It was on Broadway again recently, but essentially it's the only kid in the show. He's 13, having a bar mitzvah. Parents split up. When the dad's gay, blah blah blah. It's just like it's in the 80s, and it's an opera, so it's all sung. So,
holy shit. Wait, were you the kid?
I was the kid.
Oh my god.
And yeah, that was kind of my moment where I really, really fell in love with being on the stage and like the energetic exchange with the audience. And
that's amazing.
Just like really, like truly the only thing that quiets my mind. It's like, I feel like I always have a voice going. But like when you're on stage, it's just like, I'm so in the moment. It's really like an addicting. I from that point on to that show, I started doing acting professionally. So I would be like doing 8 shows a week in DC and also still in middle school. So I'd like leave school like an hour and a half early. We worked it out. And then I'd go.
Oh my god.
My mom was like my momager. Like the good ones. The good time.
Okay. Like, she was a Christian.
Is
there any room for me? I wanna
Wow. Talk about Pokemon.
Dude, do you remember that?
Yes, of course. What was it called?
Amigo. It was Verizon. Look at it.
It
looks like a little Shrek.
Dissy. this is too much. Like, cell phones are too much now. We shouldn't have a computer. Zombie. Like, see you there, maybe.
No,
like,
literally.
Let's figure it out. Leave it up to chance.
This was on my jeans. I remember just having this on my jean shorts in the playground, bitch. And this shit was, like, rattling down the slide.
Indestructible.
Right.
I think we are going to swing back.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we're all overwhelmed.
And we're all overwhelmed or stimulated. It's like way too much. Knowing where everyone and what everyone's doing, just everything.
Yeah, it's changing our brain chemistry. Literally, like, science is
I think they're trying to, like, kill us. I think that's what's
up. No shit.
I think they're trying to kill us.
They're like,
we have too many bodies here on this planet.
Paris will be fine. She'll survive.
She'll survive.
She'll be like in Mars.
She has a little
Mars.
Bunker. This is my second cell phone. Do you remember the batteries popping?
Yeah, I remember the shininess of this one.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally a mirror on the numbers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, let's get the light to catch it. Yeah. Take a look
inside. Can't take a look inside your heart.
See, if I knew you were doing this, I would have brought mine. Because I still have mine.
You have this one?
No, like, I have my old phones.
Stop. And I would listen to, like, it was like T.I.
That music.
It was just live your life. And I'd be like, I'm playing music and my mom would kick my ass.
What was the first song you had on an MP3 player? Do you remember?
I want to say it was, oh my God, it was Gwen Stefani's, tick tock, tick tock.
That's the opening of
What You Waiting, yeah, What You Waiting.
Yeah, what's the album? Love Angel Music Video.
Yes! What You Waiting for?
See,
that
mine
was
Temperature by Sean Paul.
Oh!
That was like my first song.
I got the rides on
or it okay, or it might have been He Said, She Said by Ashley Tisdale.
I know something like that, I know you see something like that.
I had the phone that was like the juke. That was like
my sister had the blue juke.
That, like, if I could have any other phone right now, it would be that.
Do you remember? Okay, but do you remember? This is broken.
Yes.
But do you remember this guy?
Yeah. Is that an envy or is it a form of an envy?
It's like a form. I think it's like octo or something. Yeah. It looks like it would be like an octo.
And it's like the cameras were so low quality, but like now people are trying to shoot like this again.
Right. Oh my God. Remember that? Like being in the mirror, like, what's up? And this was right before that I got the iPhone.
Okay,
that's the chocolate.
Oh my God, the chocolate. This was like right before the Switch.
Yep.
That was the chocolate. Yeah. I had the red chocolate one.
This is the touch chocolate.
Yeah, this is newer. This is still my favorite.
The Amigo?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Amigo's fire. Ever since after that chocolate, then I started the iPhone.
So you have the original iPhone?
No, God, Evelyn would never let me have that. It was the iPhone. Four. The iPhone came out when I was in fifth grade. So that was like, what, 2008? I want to say 2008. And then I got the iPhone, the colored one. Remember when the first colors came out?
I had like
the hot
pink. Four.
Yeah, I had the hot pink one.
Yeah.
And I remember Evelyn telling me, bitch, if you want an iPhone, you better fucking get that shit yourself.
Do you remember like the lighter app and the milk? Like the beer, the drinking.
And the lighter.
Like,
remember Tap Tap Revolution?
Tap Tap Revolution. I remember doing Lady Gaga Tap Tap Revolution.
Yes! It was Love Game.
Farmville.
Love Game by Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Love Game.
Oh my God. I remember watching Teen Mom.
Oh my God.
No, 16 and Pregnant.
Remember there was like the iPod Nano with the, like, it played music videos. And you could have the little game.
Did you ever get in trouble with the music you've downloaded?
No, my parents were chill. Like,
oh,
I was like,
God. Evelyn, like, literally wanted to.
I was cussing when I was like 5.
Ah!
That's because I'm third child.
Me, okay. Well, I was the oldest at that point before my step siblings came in. But like, I remember having the iPod Shuffle, and my mom and I shared the same iCloud. And I remember Young Money brought out that they dropped their album, and it was like Bedrock. It was Every Girl in the World. So like, I remember downloading, I didn't know what explicit was. So I was like, oh, E, okay, like that seems like extended. Like, I don't know. Like, I just thought like, oh, that's the cooler version.
You do realize I'm taking this. I'm kidding.
No, bitch, you fucking take my Amigo. You can use it for a music video.
Yeah.
I shuffled them.
Oh, yeah.
Meghan Markle. Kim K. Your gym teacher.
my gym teacher.
Okay.
Like, babe, PE is traumatizing for queer people.
Hey, I like to think.
But the thing is, the teachers are always lesbians. So it's
that's
like,
true.
It's like, why are they doing that?
And then like the guys are always trying to sleep with the student. Yeah.
I'd marry Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I feel like she's more steady.
Yeah.
Kim is like,
and I guess Kim K, like, it'd be cool to see the body in person.
Right, like naked.
I'd
yeah.
be like, yummy. Those are interesting ones. I was like, what if I don't know someone?
No, you knew all three.
My gym teacher. Like, but there were some like teachers in school that were formative to sexuality. You know what I mean?
Oh my.
You know, you're like, like revealing too much.
I would. I think I would have had sex with my. Who would I have sex with?
There was this one homeroom teacher that I had in sixth grade, like when puberty was hitting. That like.
Well, that's a given. You're fucking like your body's just like fluttering of like horniness.
Yeah.
You know.
Really,
so.
Such a crazy switch that goes off. It's like, what are you even thinking about? See, like you're thinking like Pokemon and shit.
I remember when Oh my god, I remember when I was sexting for the first time, like, on a phone call, like, phone sex, and I was 12. Can you believe that shit? 12. Or 13. 12. I'm
taking your meat.
No! I remember, I must have been 13, maybe. And the guy, and I was just trying to feel cool, he goes, oh, you have a vibrator? And he was 12. He was 12, too.
Ew,
and I was like, I was...
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I grabbed my toothbrush and just like let
it's
it
like
burn.
Your tooth tunes. Remember those?
Yes.
Song
I remember out. Grabbing my toothbrush and just like sticking it near my phone. Like, now everyone knows.
Okay, so now you're gonna play Fuck, Marry, Kill. I'm gonna do three cards. One.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Ew.
Is that the one that killed all the Irish people?
It's not the one who
the
died.
The one that killed that, yeah.
I don't fucking know.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Ew, why am I getting all the ugly ones?
Do you
want
me to pick new ones?
No, it's good. One last one. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay. So it's Sarah Jessica Parker, Queen Elizabeth II, and SpongeBob SquarePants. Fuck, Mary Kill.
Okay, I'd fuck Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay.
I'd kill SpongeBob. I'd marry Queen Elizabeth.
For the money, and
I know she was gonna die soon, so.
She's already dead.
Susan Boyle.
My queen. Okay.
Barack Obama.
Ooh. Fuck. This is actually very hard.
Yeah, I was like.
I would definitely kill Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
he's
kind of little,
scary.
He's a little sketchy.
Okay.
So we're slitting his throat. Okay. Oh. Barack. Susan.
See, like, it depends because if I marry someone, do I still get to fuck them?
I would say, I mean, when you marry someone.
Okay, so I'm gonna marry Obama.
Okay, yes. Oh, yeah, I'd love to see.
And I'd fuck Susan Boyle.
I think we're done with the game. Are you taking my phone?
I'm
Are you
not.
Taking my amigo?
That boy's a liar.
That boy's a
it's
liar.
It's just like, we need to get back to this. Apple. Whoever, fucking, let's get back to this.
Get fucking to it.
Because we need to live life on Earth. Yeah, we can connect, but like, let's look.
I don't need to know that you're at Felicia's baby shower at 2:33 on Facebook.
No.
Come here. Oh my god, I love you. What the fuck? Thank you so much for coming on Bay with the Z podcast. I know it was so fucking chaotic with everything.
We love chaos. Cheers
to
the chaos.
We started our friendship off chaos, so.
And we'll end it.
We're gonna end it on chaos. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to get to know you more in depth with like your art and also like playing these fucking fun games and being tipsy and high. All right, thank you guys so much.
Love you.
Love you guys. Tune in. I try to post an episode a week, but sometimes life gets chaotic, just like this episode. So. Don't know what to tell you. I just put out episodes whenever I feel like it, to be honest, but... Oh, where's your drink?
I keep putting it back.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To life. Thank you guys for listening and watching if you're watching. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're there, I'm sure. Peace.
Bye.